RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Oh, why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore. I have some very sad news for everybody today. John's wife, Dr. Marianne Moore, died around noon yesterday. It was not unexpected. At least she's out of pain now is the only thing I can say. And of course, John's really torn up about it, which can be expected after you're with somebody for over 30 years. But folks, please say a prayer for John and his daughter and Marianne's family. I'm sure it'd help. I sincerely believe in the value of prayer. I don't know anything about any arrangements yet. It's a little bit too soon. I might have some information tomorrow. But we'll just play it by ear. We've got open lines the first half hour, second half hour. We're going to have Tom Berrio on. We're going to talk about one of my favorite products, the Energy Claimer. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Feel free to go ahead and start calling in now. Actually, you'd help me out a lot. We'll talk about anything you want. Apparently, folks, from what I'm seeing here on Zero Hedge in the news, there's not going to be any deal, a trade deal between China and the U.S. It just appears that way. China believes it has the upper hand. I don't know what's going to happen there, but the markets are reacting quite badly. So we'll see what happens. Okay, what? Oh, I guess the big story is the debate last night for the Democratic candidates for president. I did not watch it. I did read some of the comments about it. Apparently NBC screwed the pooch, so to speak, on the technical end of it. And I guess they're declaring the winner either, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas there, or Gabby something, the young lady that was, or actually I guess she's still in the reserves, who did time in Iraq. So it's one of those two people apparently won it. I don't know. I don't have an opinion. I had better things to do than watch it. Oh, these Boeing 737s have been crashing all over. See here in the headline that the shares tumble after report of new glitch that can send the 737 MAX into an uncontrollable nosedive. Apparently, the shares of Boeing dropped $20 in the pre-market before it started stabilizing around $350. Let's see, what else is going on? Let me switch over here to Drudge. Gabbard, yeah, that's who I was trying to talk about. She says she's most qualified as commander, and she probably is, but I don't believe more so than Trump. So, anyway, folks, call in number 800-313-9443. Give me a call. We'll talk about anything you want to. Let's see. What else are we going on? Oh, here's a good one. I read the article earlier. ISIS threatens to bomb New York ahead of 4th of July. Well, what they really did was put out some posters showing, I think it's a Brooklyn Bridge, and devastation all around it, buildings collapse, and an American soldier running away. I don't think anything said 4th of July from what I can see. But if you live in that area, you know, keep an eye out. Maintain your situational awareness. Really all you can do. Let me see. Okay. Yeah, these people, tourists, American tourists, keep dying in the Dominican Republic there. Denver man vomiting, screaming in pain, critical condition. What's he, like the 11th or 12th guy? I don't know what's going on there. Cartel smugglers cross border right in front of active duty soldiers. Well, they do, because the active duty soldiers are prohibited by law and by orders from doing anything about it. All they can do is surveil and report. You know, I would think that the military would be allowed to defend it, our borders. We defend everybody else's borders. Why not our own? But apparently somebody's worried about posse comitatus, which I don't think applies when it comes to securing the border. I could be wrong. Anybody's got an opinion, please give me a call, 1-800-313-9443. Let me know what you think about this. To me, it's irritating. I believe our military should be allowed to defend our own borders. So, apparently the city of Rome in Italy is warning of health hazards from city's garbage woes. I didn't read the article, but if I remember correctly, the waste collectors are on strike. I might be wrong. Now, here's something. It's interesting. It's happened before, but I don't think to this extent. Europe smashes heat records. Now, from what I've been reading, folks, this is, I mean, really, really serious. It's 102 in Germany, Fahrenheit. I'm going to click on this one. Let's see what's going on today. I read yesterday's articles about it. But apparently this is really causing problems. Yeah, 90 degrees in Paris, 81 in Berlin, 93 in Rome, 108 in Madrid. That's getting bad, especially for areas that aren't used to it. Says a major heat wave is in place over Western Europe. The all-time June high temperature record has already been topped in Germany. An area high pressure in the upper atmosphere is responsible for extreme heat. And yet, we're going to be looking at grain and soybean shortages this year because we've had so much rain and relatively cool weather. So, could get interesting. I hope not. My advice is to take, and if you got the money, buy up food now, stuff that will store well, canned goods and stuff like that, before the prices go stupid, which everybody, including the Department of Agriculture, is saying they're probably going to do. The one redeeming factor, apparently China's not buying our grain right now, which, of course, the farmers hate. But for the people of this country, it might be a good thing. I don't know. I'm just speculating is the word I want. So, but I think if I can do it, I'm going to be stocking up on more canned goods, canning some vegetables here from the farmer's market. Unfortunately, I can't get out there and garden anymore. It just doesn't work for me physically. As much as I love to do it, the only thing I can do is start plants in the house, which I love doing. Okay. Denmark becomes third Nordic country to form a leftist government this year. Well, maybe they're turning communist. I hope not. Okay. Unleashed. Robo-insect takes flight. If this is the article, I think it is. It's quite interesting, really. I think the Pentagon is purchasing thousands of these things as a miniature surveillance drone. They have a little micro camera in them. I don't know if it's the same one I read about, but it's on Drudge if you want to take a look. The censorship continues. Largest Trump message board quarantined by Reddit. So, it continues. And, of course, I'm sure all of you know that I think it was YouTube who got their hand caught in a cookie jar sort of by their policies where they, algorithms, that's what I'm saying, or the policies that write the algorithms or are responsible for the algorithms. Apparently, they've been exposed for left being left, period. And everybody on the right that has, you know, a huge following, apparently is getting knocked off, or their search results are being modified, so it's hard for people to find them. I know that Dave with the X22 report is saying that people are actually being unsubscribed from his channel without their permission or knowledge. So, you know, ultimate power. And believe me, YouTube has the ultimate power when it comes to posting videos. You know, John used it. I set up his videos for him. We had to change a video off his website the other day to YouTube because it was getting so many hits that the server couldn't keep up with it. The server actually went down a couple of times because so many people were watching his video of Sergeant Major Dan Page and Jeff Nyquist, and who's just completely crashing the server. Anyway, folks, 800-313-9443. Give me a call. Bail me out. Let's talk about something. Okay, let's see what else is going on. Okay, silver's down a little bit, down to 1523. Gold, I believe, is still above 1400. Yeah, gold's still above 1400, but barely. You know, last Sunday night, it was interesting. You could actually see the manipulation of the market. We got a caller. We got Lou in Illinois on line one. Good morning, Lou.
Good morning, Tim. I just wanted to give my condolences to John and the family. You know, I knew, thank of course, you. Marianne was very sick.
Yes.
So, me and my friend Sam met you and, of course, John at the expos down there that Vinny had, and we got to know John pretty well down there. Heck of a guy.
Yeah.
And you two, we met you. You were at two expos.
Well, thank you.
And we talked quite extensively.
Right.
So, anyway, I was hoping that, you know, I just live around the St. Louis area, and I wanted to come down and pay my condolences, you know, at the services, whenever, wherever they may be. So I'm just hoping that someone will let us know, you know, when.
Well, I will do my best. I will be talking to John after the show. And if I can get any of that information, if anything's set up, it will be on the air tomorrow.
Okay, please tell him that Lou and Sam give their condolences. And can I possibly email you and you let me know if you know when the arrangements are?
Yes, here's my email address. Tim.and.Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at ruralsurvival, all one word, dot show. Not dot com, but dot show. And yeah, by all means, give me an email, buddy.
Okay, that's tim.andlaurie.
And.laurie.
Okay, tim dot, or tim and dot.
No, it's tim dot and dot Laurie. L-A-U-R-I-E. And that's ruralsurvival.show.
Okay, I got it, Tim. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Lou. I really appreciate your call.
And have a good
You're
show.
Welcome.
I listen to you guys and Rick and everybody every Saturday, so I enjoy you guys. You do a good job.
Yeah, Rick might be calling in around 9 or 9:30. Help me out here for a half hour or so. But
okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I hope you listen to the rest of the show today, and I hope you call in on Saturday.
Will do. Thank you, Tim.
All right. Thank you, Lou. I appreciate it, buddy.
All righty. Bye.
Now, folks, if you're tuning in a little bit late and you didn't hear the first part of the show or the first few minutes, we played Judy Garland's 1939 Somewhere Over the Rainbow in tribute to Dr. Moore, Marianne Moore. And she passed away yesterday around noon. So that's why I'm sitting in for John today on this, the 27th day of June, year of our Lord, 2019. Anyway, folks, calling number 1-800-313-9443. We should have Tom Berryhill on at the bottom of the hour. And Tom's a really good guy. I know him, and he's a lot of fun to talk about. He's one of those people that, in reality, know a whole lot about a lot of things. I don't know if we'll talk strictly about the energy cleaner. I know tomorrow, when he's on, we'll go everywhere in the first hour. I think it's first hour. Anyway, yeah, so we should have a really good show tomorrow. Let's see, what else is going on here that would be of interest to everybody? Okay. Here's one that I found interesting. I don't know if you guys will or not. Germany, Italy, Korea, and Japan face workforce collapse by 2050. Why? No kids are being born. Or very few compared to normal. Populations are aging dramatically. Even in this country, it's happening to a much lower extent. Average age of Americans is up to 39 now. Average age of farmers, 66. So, yeah, we got a problem there. And so does the rest of the world, apparently. Okay, what else we got? Well, today is a beautiful day. It's going to be hot, no question in my mind. Semi-clear skies here in the heart of the Missouri Ozarks. I hate these real hot days. I can't go out in the heat if it's humid, too. It really gets to me. So, anyway, what else do we got? Go through Zero Hedge here a minute. Oh, China has built a huge transport drone. Oh, here's our break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-313-9443.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie.
And we're back. Today is the 27th day of June, year of our Lord, 2019. We're going straight to our next caller, John in Missouri, on line one. Good morning, John.
Hi, Tim. You'd asked about the military guarding our borders. I thought that's what they were for.
That's what they were for. Absolutely, that's what they were for. And that's my frustration when I read what they're not allowed to do. You know, everybody considers these drug mules to be a law enforcement problem, but hell, they're carrying military rifles. Sometimes it's actually the Mexican military doing it. They're coming across our border, dropping off these drugs. They're doing it right in front of our troops, and our troops' hands are tied because they are not allowed to do anything about it. So
it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It seems that.
Me either.
A group of Marines down there on the border probably put an end to all these problems.
Well, you know,
and
they
understand
would.
There's some comitatus or some, I don't know exactly how the word is, but I thought that was using the military against the American people. These aren't American people.
I agree. But
these are invaders, and I don't know who thought.
Well, all Trump would have to do, all President Trump would have to do, is sign an executive order designating all these narco traffickers as a terrorist group, and then the military could do anything it wanted. But he won't do it. He's so afraid of appearances that it would look like the military was conducting law enforcement on U.S. soil that I think he's afraid to do it. I know that the Trump lawyers, from what they said themselves, are dead set against it. So I don't understand the reasoning, but I don't like it, and I think it's silly, and either a law needs to be changed or some other extraordinary action needs to be done.
Well, I don't necessarily have all the answers, but that one seems silly. You know, if the stuff that was going on today was going on in our parents' generation, you and I are probably about the same age, they would just go, people need to be put back
next week.
77?
57.
Oh. Well, I'll be 68 next week.
Okay.
this stuff,
congratulations for making it that far.
Thank you, sir. This stuff just wouldn't go on in our parents' time. I mean, Democrat or Republican, it wouldn't matter what party you were part of. They just go put them back in the lunatic bin. That's where they belong. And it's
right. I agree.
It's not going on in our day and age. It's, I mean, I don't get it. I'm a Missouri farmer. I'm going to go to my farm, or I'm going to stay on my farm and at best try to ignore it. I don't know what to do about it. There's nothing I can do about it, really.
No, there's not. I think what's going to happen in the long run, if somebody doesn't get a handle on this immigration and we don't start deporting people that are here illegally en masse, I really think that Trump will win this election, but I bet he'll be the last Republican president.
Normally the pendulum swings, it goes both ways, and there's undoubtedly going to be a Democrat behind him.
Right.
I don't like thinking about it. Not necessarily for us. We're pretty much, our life is made, but the young people, it's a strange world we live in.
It is. But there are some young people that are real good people out there. I look at my son. He's a staff sergeant in the Army. Really bright, really intelligent, combat vet, 19 months of solid combat. He hates communism with a passion. And he's the, I don't know what they call him, millennials or something like that. He's part of that age group, but he's got his head screwed on straight. And a lot of the people he works with do also, that are his age. So.
Well, that might be because of his parents.
That might be.
I'd take a little credit on that one, sir. I think that's your
I did my best.
Your wife's just, well, there are still plenty of young people that are out there and they're doing their darndest, but there's a group. There seems to be an awful lot of people that think they're owed a living and owed a good life, and I wasn't brought up like that. But anyway, you were talking about this gold, too. I don't mean to hog the phone, but you said there was manipulation going on. You could see it.
You could see it on the charts. It was like a stare over a period of about 11 minutes. It was just, I got a picture of it. When you send me an email, I'll send you the picture back. But it's stair steps with knocking the price of gold down. I mean, you could tell what they were doing. They were selling paper really, really cheap. And, of course, that takes the price of gold down. All right, we got our break. Thank you for your call, buddy. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. We're going to go to Frank in North Carolina on line 11 next.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the 27th day of June, year board 2019. This is the second half hour of the first hour. We have our regular guest, Mr. Tom Berryhill, on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Tim. Good morning. How are you today?
I've been better, buddy. It's hit me a little bit hard with Marianne passing, and Lori and I and John and Marianne are all friends, and it was not unexpected, but we really hated to see her go.
She was a fantastic lady. She really was, Tim.
I agree.
One thing I'll always remember this about Marianne. Anytime we all got together, she would have a list of questions. She liked talking about medical technology and technology in general. And I told her, out of everybody I know, she asked the best questions. I'll always remember that about Marianne. She asked the best questions, and many times she'd ask a question about something I might be knowledgeable on, but in such a way that I had to ponder it for a minute. I couldn't give her an immediate answer, and I'll always remember that. She just had the best questions and really enjoyed some in-depth discussions about technology, medical technology, and so on, and we talked about a lot of things like that. So she's going to be missed. She was really, really a kind woman, and everybody really loved her.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, Tom, we have got a whole bunch of callers on the line. I know we're supposed to talk about the energy cleaner, which we will. But if you don't mind, buddy, since I'm riding solo here today, except for you being on, would you like to help me go through some of these callers and see if we can get their questions answered and talk about the energy cleaner at the same time?
Oh, absolutely. I'll give our disclaimer. And then also, Tim, I'm traveling at the moment, and I could stay with you past the top of the hour if you'd like.
All right, let's see if Steve Hunt's going to come on. I sent a text, but I didn't get a response.
Let me just
go ahead and give you your disclaimer.
And then we'll carry on from there. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's go to Frank in North Carolina online. Oh, no, Frank dropped. I'm sorry. We'll go to Murr in Wisconsin on line 9. Good morning, Murr.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Okay.
Well, can be expected. Well, I really enjoyed that over the rainbow. You know what? I think God has us on notice. Out here, we usually get a lot of rainbows, especially this month. I haven't seen any. Actually, last year or this year. I think we're being withheld from us because of the way it's being abused.
Well,
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
It might be. I've only seen one this year.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's good.
So.
Yeah, I took down your email, and we have a chat room another listener had set up. It's not affiliated with RBN, but it's a rural. Excuse me. It's a.
No problem.
I had to get a little drink of tea here. Let me see. What do we call it? It's the Rural Survival Show. Chatango.com. And I just put all that info in there that you were talking about. And I'm also forwarding the last email John Moore and I shared. It's a picture of a three-blade wind generator being de-iced by a helicopter. Isn't that official?
Oh, wow.
He was going to forward
That's
it to
else.
Jim McCanny. Yeah, he's forwarding it to Jim McCanny. He thought he'd appreciate it, you know. I mean, it's ridiculous, the designs we get. And also, the other thing I wanted to mention was Veritas. You know, they were kind of MIA for a while. Well, they were in court. They've won 6 and lost no cases every time for free speech. But this last one, really interesting video where James O'Keefe talks about it. And one of his lawyers is blind. I think his name is Jamie, too. But he had memorized all these cases, right, that he cited. And the judge and everybody were just mesmerized by him. And the judge said, nope, Rule 50, you know, he said that it. This impinges on free speech. So you have to know YouTube is Google, okay? And what's interesting is
all part of Alphabet.
Yeah, Jen Janai fled back to Ireland. Gemma Doherty, and I'll put that in this chat room. Gemma Doherty is from Ireland, and she's a real heroine. She's just covering everything, all the stuff that's going on there. But guess who else landed? Hildebeest.
No idea.
Yeah. Miss
really?
Old Moo Moo herself, yeah. She's hiding out there somewhere, and there's a tunnel that's been refurbished. So I think they're starting to get really quaky because now that the Mueller stuff's off, you have to remember the very first executive order Trump put out was on 12/21, 2017, and it was going after worldwide all kind of holdings that involved with trafficking. So this has been going on behind the scenes. And it
now, don't forget corruption also, Murr.
It's
not
rampant.
Just human traffic, but also corruption.
Well, I'm saying, that's really as low as you can go when you go after the children. That's the future, you know, and it's satanic stuff they do. So that's,
I agree.
You know, beyond the weapons and the gold and the drugs and everything else, it's the children. And it's the same usury suspects that are at the basis of this because they can't reset the money unless they have a good bloody war. and we're not giving it to them. And I think Trump backing off at the last minute, I think that was that. This is divine intervention we're seeing. People want to go with the Talmud media and say, oh, he's no good, blah, 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 blah. No, he's what we've got, and God sees who we get, okay? And him backing off at the last minute like that was just perfect. It was perfect. And that somebody caught on video caught Schumer and Pelosi doing a happy dance because they thought they got him to strike Iran. Of course, they tried to say it was something else, but nope, they didn't know he had backed off. They thought he was going to do it, so... So that's good. He's playing it. He's got that double Gemini energy, so God bless him. Keep praying for him and all of us. You know. But the Veritas thing, they keep taking down the video. It was on Google's YouTube, and of course they took it down from there. So he had it on Vimeo. They closed out his Vimeo account, but it is on BitChute still. And I can send that to you too, but I sent this this chat room. And, yeah, I sent the email. I forwarded it, like I said, the last one I did with John Moore. And so the chat room's in there. And I'll put things in the chat room. So if you check in there, if you don't see it come in your mailbox, you know, click on that link I sent you. And you can get an account. It'll keep it open. But if you just get a number, it'll last for a while. And if you want to stay in there and not really post anything, just go in and put a dot on the line so it holds your – because I think it'll keep it open for like 20 minutes or something. So, you know, you can pick up links, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, so thank you very
like
much.
Like a plan, Mer.
Thanks
yes,
for coming
ma'am.
In.
Thank you.
Next, we all love each other. So that's what's important. And that's what can't be dealt with. They can't understand compassion, okay? And just like AI, you can play with it. Like I spell AI, E-H-E-Y-E. And you know how people say, you know, they get porn thrown at them all the time? Well, every day I send AI looking for Bible verses. So
there you go.
Know, do the opposite. Do what works the best. Okay, thank you. And I'm out here in the rural. It's just beautiful out here. When Al Whitney passed, Chris's father, and John was telling us, I was looking out the window, I could see the sheep across the pasture and, you know, the rolling hills and the trees. And and I told John, John Moore, I keep it wild here so the nesting birds have a place to go when they start mowing the hay everywhere else, you know. So they get the word out. So they come here every year. I just keep it wild, and there's some trees growing up big enough now for them to land close by, and you know, forest not far away. So thank you for letting me talk, and I'll let you get back to what you're doing.
All right, thank you, Merv. We appreciate the call, Tom. I'm sorry, buddy. We're getting hung up with callers here. Dennis in Utah, line one. Hold on a minute. Real quick, if you would, Tom, let's talk about the energy cleaner real quick. What it is, what it does. I'll tell people how to get one.
Okay,
are you
Tim,
still there, Tom?
I'm okay. I certainly am. I hope you can hear me. Okay, I am.
Yeah.
At the moment, the energy cleaner is in its basic form is an electrostatic voltage generator that's used for health and healing. Puts out this voltage signal that will energize every cell in your body. If a cell is weak and needs a little bit of help in the form of a jumper cable, just like a car with a weak battery would need, and every cell is like a battery, the energy cleaner will supply that boost that's needed to get that cell working again. Of course, the cells die off and replace all the time. Your body does that naturally and on a regular basis, but sometimes these cells get sluggish, they get toxic, they can form tumors and all kinds of other problems. But the energy cleaner will assist your body to flush out those toxins, get those cells working again, pushing out the toxic waste material and pulling in fresh nutrition from the bloodstream. That's basically what we do. The energy cleaner will do that in a very efficient manner, super simple to use. One wire plugs in, it goes to the pad that you put on your bed, couch. If you're traveling in the car, you can have an energy cleaner on the seat of the car, and it will keep.
I bet you got one right now, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do. And that's exactly exactly what we do. It really helps quite a bit, Tim. So
it does.
That's how it works. It's simple. There's no on-off switches. Nothing to adjust. No dials to turn. No beeps and squawks, nothing like that. It's very simple. You put your batteries in it. It takes 9 D-cell batteries. And while it's running, it will go in excess of a year, but the idea is to change those batteries once a year just to prevent leakage that could damage the unit or run out and maybe put a stain on the table or floor or wherever you have it. So you want to always check it on an annual basis and replace those batteries. That's, that's the short discussion on it. You can go anywhere you want with it, Tim.
Okay. Well,
take the other callers,
I'm going to tell people how to get an energy cleaner.
Okay. Well, they would go to John's website.
All right.
There's links right on Republic Broadcasting, and it's thelibertyman.com, and you can order right from John Moore's website.
Yeah, when you go to John's site, on the top of the page, there's a link section. Click on products. We see the energy cleaner is about the fourth or fifth one down. Click on that. You can read all the technical info on it and all that, and that's how you get one. All right, we're going to go to Dennis now in Utah on line one. Dennis, turn off your radio, please, sir, or your computer.
It is off, and I don't have a computer.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. I was getting a delayed voice. In fact, I'm still getting it. I thought maybe you had something on. No problem. Anyway, what's on your mind today, Dennis?
Well, anyway, I know John likes to get information from other parts of the country, and I thought I'd give a little input from what's going on here in central Utah. Last year, first of all, my condolences to John and his family. I'm sure sorry for his loss, and our condolences go out to him. Here in central Utah last year, we were in a pretty good drought, and the hay farmers and ranchers around here had to sell off a lot of their livestock because they weren't able to raise enough hay to get them through the winter. Now this year, our snowpack in the mountains, we live in the mountains, our snowpack was well over 200% normal. Our creeks are swollen.
Wow.
Our rivers are swollen. And a lot of the farmers haven't been able to get into their fields to plant until just recently. Normally, our freezing temperatures are done by around the 1st of June. We had a killer frost. We had a killer frost last Saturday on the 22nd.
Boy.
What's going on with our climate? Now, we have little bluebirds that show up here on our ranch, usually about 30 or 45 days before now. We were wondering where they were. They finally showed up yesterday, and they're starting to build nests. And I know the birds won't build nests unless they can leave the nest for a period of time and not worry about the eggs getting too cold. So everything's slowing down or cooling off, and our temperature's still at night now. We're in the upper 30s and lower 40s. So we're experiencing some really weird climate changes here in central Utah. So I just thought I'd put a little input in there. My wife and I each have our own energy cleaner. Thanks for letting me put my two cents in. Have a good day.
Well, thank you, Dennis. Really appreciate the call. All right. Anyway, Tom. Let's see. Where do we want to go next, buddy?
Anywhere you want, Tim. You bring up the subject. We'll talk about it more on the energy cleaner or other directions, medical technology, almost anything you want to talk about.
Well, I want to let people know that I personally have an energy cleaner, and you know the story. I think most of our listeners do, but folks, I got my first one, I believe it was in 2008. I was an invalid. Now, I'm not making this up. This is all true. I was basically an invalid. Massive amounts of pain medicine. And the energy cleaner gave me 10 years plus of a much better life. Now, I'm having problems now that I don't think the energy cleaner can fix. It doesn't fix everything. It's not a cure-all. Wish it was. But, folks, this thing really works. I think they're $285, including shipping, right?
That's correct.
Is what John charges? Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay. And he also has these factory-made pads, which are much better than the old screen wire, in just about every size of bed there is. And he what he does, he takes these things and modifies them electrically so it works as the basis for the output signal of the energy cleaner. And it works well. It really does. I personally think, as far as how it actually works, Tom, and I'm probably going to get shot for saying this, even though the pads are much more comfortable, I think the screen wire works better. We've got a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
Here's a little song.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the 27th day of June, your board, 2019, and we are talking with Mr. Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the energy cleaner and ham radio exporter extraordinaire. Tom, you going to be able to be on tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely. I'll be ready at 8 o'clock, sure.
Excellent, excellent. I do appreciate it. Yeah, unfortunately, I can't do like John and do a 20-minute monologue. He He's got a knack for it. I don't have that ability. The only thing I can do is mention what I see on the web, on the news, and I'm sure I bore people with that, but it's best I can do. But anyway.
Well, John's been broadcasting for as long as I've known him, and that's been around 25 years. So he can talk for hours if need be.
I've only got 8 years.
And then you go to one of John's presentations. Yeah, Tim, you go to his presentations, and he can talk for 3 hours. I've always complimented him on how long he could stand at that podium without – he didn't need a break. He didn't need to sit down. That's hard to do.
Yeah, I've seen him do it. Yeah, I've been with him on a few trips when he's spoken. He's an excellent speaker. You know, I really enjoy listening to him speak, especially if it's about a new subject.
Yeah.
Tom, let's go one place on this energy cleaner that I think is important. One of the things I would do in a prepping scenario is to have an energy cleaner, even if you don't feel like you want one right now. However, I can't imagine anybody after they sleep on one a couple of nights not wanting one. You know, John's got this 90-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back. But he doesn't get many of them back. And I'm thinking in a prepping scenario that it would be a good thing to have one for each member of the family, you know, in case they get hurt, in case their muscles get sore, you know, something like that. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, it's not a bad idea, Tim. The ideal situation is for everybody to have access to that energy signal. Now, in some cases, you can connect more than one pad to one energy cleaner machine. Some people prefer to have their own, and you certainly don't want the pads overlapping if you're using multiple machines because the signal could interact. It's not going to harm anybody. It's not going to harm the energy cleaner itself, but it could cut down on the effectiveness because the signal intensity could be offset by the second unit being nearby. Not so much the machine, but the pads themselves. You don't want them overlapping or very close together. It could cut down on the efficiency. And your earlier comment about the screen perhaps being better than the pads themselves, there is some truth to that. I have ways to measure that signal, and I can tell you that using a screen wire is the ultimate, although it's not the most comfortable, and the pads are nearly as good. I mean, they are at least 95%. So you don't really lose that much, and the comfort level is so much better. So I think it's really worth it to give up the 5% or so and go with the pads.
I'm not going to argue with that. Pads are much more comfortable. You want to hang around?
Yes, sir. I will if you need
me. All right. Yeah, I absolutely need you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.